Ksuvis Parak Gimel Mishnahei. Ketzat Shose Batzitzo. How is that that he drinks from his kli? Atzitzo, we had in the previous Mishnah, usually like we have like an otzit snakov, it's a pot that's used to grow things. The Rav says it's a kli mos, a disgusting kli. The Rambam says it's used for dirty things. The Gemara says it's used for the bathroom. Nevertheless, what do we mean when we say that if a person rapes somebody, he has to drink from this kli? Afilu hi chigeris, even if she's lame, afilu hi suma, even if she's blind. Afilu hoisam mukas shchin. Mukas shchin normally means boils, but here the Rav says it's talking about that she has tsaras or anything like that. All these cases, he has to marry her and he can't divorce her. Nimsa ba dvar erva. However, if he finds a dvar erva, meaning she was mizana. Now, when was she mizana? So Taisyantav brings that she was mizana dafka after he took her as a wife. But what about if she had znus after he raped her? So he's chayiv to marry her, but he didn't marry her yet. So Taisyantav brings the Rambam that says dafka after he brings her in as his wife. But if it's beforehand, it's just an isha haru'uyelo that he's chayiv to be kones. But that would not be, according to the Rambam, a situation where he would now have to divorce her. So dafka if the dvar erva is after he marries her, or she's not fitting to marry into the Jewish nation. Let's say, for example, she's a mamzeras. In these cases, he's not allowed to stay with her. In other words, he can't marry her, and if he marries her, he has to divorce her. Shenemar velo tieli isha, and if he rapes her, she should be for him a wife. And it has to be isha haru uyelo, the drasha is. A woman that's fitting to him. And Taisyantav brings the Gemara, what this is meaning, is the Gemara explains that really, maybe we should say the asay of lo tieli isha is docha the los asay of, let's say, a mamzeres. Because we know asay docha los asay. So why is it that he's not allowed to marry her? So the teretz is that since she can always say she doesn't want to marry him, Rashi says we actually teach her to say that she doesn't want to marry him. Because why be over an avera if you can just bypass it by saying she doesn't want to be married to him? But more than that, because if asay is docha los asay, it's not an avera. So the point is, like the Ran says, because since you could do such a thing, therefore it makes the asay of lo tieli isha weaker. So this type of asay of lo tieli isha, that he has to marry her, does not push off the isser of, for example, not marrying a mamzeres, or any other isser. Rabbi Kiveger brings Tzitz Dishonim that actually says that the reason asay is not doicha lois asay here is because to her there is no asay. So yeah, to him he's got an asay of lo tieli isha, but she doesn't have a mitzvah to marry him because she could say, I don't want to marry him. So because she can always say that she doesn't want to marry him, therefore there's no mitzvah for her to marry him. Therefore, why should she be over the avera? So he should get the mitzvah. She doesn't have the mitzvah. So therefore, it's usur for him to get married or stay married to somebody that he's usur to, even if he rapes her.